So you're one of the leading academics worldwide in providing an evidence base on this phenomena of abuse. It's a form of self-sabotage because if there's less referees in the funnel, the lower the quality of the referees. So what is it in the human psyche that can't control the abuse of people who are providing an essential service?
Yeah, well, firstly, I think you're absolutely right. So sports officials are an essential part of the fabric of the majority of sports. We need sports officials for competitive sport to take place. If they're not there, then the integrity of the game is called into question. As to why it happens, I think you can look at different sports to see how the abuse of officials has sort of charted. And if you look at football as an example, soccer in England, it's not a new thing. It's been around for, you know, a considerable period of time, even pre-codification in 1863. There were accounts of referees being abused by gamblers who were blaming them for losing money on fixtures and things like that. So it's not a new thing. But that, to my mind, that makes it worse in a way, because what that means is we haven't dealt with it effectively. We're still seeing the problems today. We're still seeing, you know, high profile incidents of abuse and issues related to that. And it means that whatever has happened previously in terms of intervention, in terms of policy, hasn't addressed the problem as well as it could. And if we look at other sports, you know, we published a book a couple of years ago on abuse, and we looked at it from a global perspective towards officials. We looked at, you know, football within Europe. There were problems there. We looked at cricket. We looked at rugby union. There were growing issues in those sports. Cricket, for example, has had to introduce red cards a few years ago, just because the incidents of abuse were escalating and the umpires didn't have enough of a deterrent or a tool to deal with players on the field of play that were transgressing the rules. And so, you know, football, soccer is the easy one to look at because, you know, there's a lot of high-profile incidents and issues. But other sports have got problems as well, and they're growing in those sports. And I think that's a real concern and means it's a wider societal problem that we need to address because, you know, why is acceptable that this abuse exists towards sports officials is the question we need to answer. And you're absolutely right. People start walking away, and they are walking away from sports officiating if it continues.